This is Tanasia Kinney, real-time news reporter from Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to FetLifeStation.com.
Do you remember this song?
To you, the joy I felt when I realized that I had found the perfect man for me. The man who could make me feel all the things I felt a woman should feel. I said, darling, I want to be the perfect woman for you. I got myself a 3-year subscription to Essence magazine. Read it from cover to cover. You know I wanted to be perfect for him. Said, black is beautiful, just keep getting up. Together we can make it. It's gonna be all right. Forget about what society says is or isn't, or what can or cannot be. Keep getting up. He quit his job. Came home one day with 14 mirrors. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. Gonna sit up in the room and look at the black beautiful. Check out the boy, mother's love, mother's love. I said, well, my darling, I hate to get in your business, you know what I mean, but I mean, what about a job? I mean, what about the gas and the electricity? And well, not that I am equating a job with your manhood, you understand, but I mean, you did have a choice in this. He said, I got to get myself together. I'm tired of working for somebody else. I made me take out a small businessman's loan and open up a head shop. I said, but that's not bringing no money in. I mean,
FetLifeStation.com.
He said, you working, ain't you? Get off my back.
Your man, Lester Kenyon, right here. This was a banger, baby.
You see, I wasn't raised like that, y'all. I mean, I figure if I got to get up and go to work every day, then every able-bodied in the household is supposed to get up and go, at least looking. I know it ain't easy out there, but I said, now, if for some reason you feel that you can no longer be the man that I thought you were at the beginning of our relationship, then I got this one thing to lay on you, my sweet. Go away, little boy. Why don't you just go away, little boy? You see, I am not supposed to sit up here alone in the dark with some mirrors and no money and no you. Ooh, I know, I understand, I recognize the fact that your lips, ooh, so sweet, ow! But it don't look like our lips shine. We'll never have another chance to meet. I think I can find myself another man. And I know what to do when I got somebody who can be true. So why don't you run, 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 run away, little boy. Let the doorknob hit you where the dog should have bit you, little boy. You're hurting me more every minute that you delay. Hey, hey. 'Cause when you need me like this, whoa, baby, you're getting kind of hard for me to understand. So my man, just go on away, just go on away, just go on away, little boy. Before I do something rash. Oh, I'm running, 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 mother said, "Baby, blue strings, little boy, 'cause you're hurting me more every minute that you delay." Ooh, hey, hey. Oh, when you need me, 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 when you walk close up tight like this, you're getting just a little bit too hard for me to resist. So why don't you go on away, little boy? For I, why don't you just leave me alone? You know what I mean? Go ahead and take your things with you. Yes, your albums and all them Playboy magazines. And just go on, get out of my life. Now don't stand so close to me when you're trying to get that last goodbye kiss. I know your moves now. Well, don't pull me like this. And don't kiss my eyelids like that. And please don't suck my earlobes like that. And don't. Oh, babe. Well, look, you think you could get a job by Thursday? You promise? Now you ain't gonna fool me this time. Then you might as well stay. Might as well stay. Don't go away. You can be my man one more time, and this time I'm gonna try harder too, sweet baby.
Oh yeah. What can you say? Run away, little boy. Mm. Man, hearing this song, it brings back that love within a man and a woman. Is the black queen standing behind her black king? You know what I mean? Even though she see him like, brother, what are you doing? You know, but you know what? I'm gonna support you in that. Yeah. Uh-huh. Your man Lester Kenyon right here, FetLifeStation.com. Do you remember that song? Yeah, that was Marlena Shaw, born Marlena Burgess, September 22nd, 1942. She is an American jazz, blues, and soul singer. Shaw began her singing career in the 1960s and is still singing today. Her music has often been sampled in hip-hop music and used in television commercials. That's right. She was first introduced to music by her uncle, Jimmy Burgess, a jazz trumpet player. In an interview with the New York Times, she told a reporter, "He, Jimmy Burgess, introduced me to good music through records, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, a lot of gospel things, and Al Hibbler, who really knows how to phrase a song." In 1952, Burgess brought her on stage at the Apollo Theater in Harlem to sing with his band. Shaw's mother did not want Marlena to go on tour with her uncle at such a young age. Shaw enrolled in New York State Teachers College in Potsdam, now known as the State University of New York at Potsdam, to study music, but she later dropped out. Here you have it. Just a little bit of history about the run, run, run lady, Marlena Shaw.
Get up, get out, get out.
Yeah, baby. A better you, a better me. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Tomorrow will be a better day. Yes, indeedy. Tomorrow will definitely be a better day. For a better you and a better me. All right. Who can that be? None other than Quincy Delight Jones Jr. Born March 14th, 1933. That's Quincy Jones, y'all. Yeah. He's an American record producer, musician, songwriter, composer, arranger, and film and television producer. Quincy Jones' career, it spans about 70 years in the entertainment industry with a record of 8 Grammy Award nominations, 28 Grammys, and a Grammy Legend Award back in 1992. That's the man himself, Quincy Jones. This has got to be an easy one for you.
I'm Archie Bell of the Thrills of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston,
if you don't get this one, something's definitely wrong.
Tighten up, you'll be out of sight. Come on now, tighten it up now, tighten it up now.
The tied up real good now. Yeah. Had to give you part one and part two. Archie Bell and the Drells. Yeah. Was an American R&B vocal group from Houston, Texas, and one of the main acts of Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff's Philadelphia International Records. The band hits include Tighten Up, I Can't Stop Dancing, There's Gonna Be a Showdown, Girl, You're Too Young, Here I Go Again, that was also a UK hit back in 1972, Soul City Walk, Let's Groove, Everybody Have a Good Time, and Don't Let Love Get You Down. Archie Bell and the Drills.
In the rain, waiting for me to run and kiss him. Oh, there he is, and he still looks the same. Heaven knows how much I've missed him. We had a
There he is. Does that bring back memories for you? I bet it do. Justine Washington born October 13, 1940, usually credited as Baby Washington, but credited on some early records as Jeanette Baby Washington, is an American soul music vocalist who had 16, that's right, 16 Billboard R&B chart entries in 15 years, most of them during the 1960s. Her biggest hit, That's How Heartaches Are Made, also entered the top 40 on the Billboard Hot 100. Baby Washington, yeah. There she is. There she is. There she is.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I love hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But that phone will just keep on ringing off the wall. Baby, that's all. By the time I reach Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name so low.
I know you're scratching your head on that one. Yeah. By the time I get to Phoenix, baby. Yes, that was the Mad Lads. Yeah, the Mad Lads. They were an American rhythm and blues vocal group who recorded on the Stax subsidiary label Volt in the 1960s. Their biggest hits were Don't Have to Shop Around and I Want Someone. There you have it, baby. The Mad Lads. Woo!
Thank you.
Yeah, every time I hear that song, it reminds me of a segment from Sanford and Son. Tutti Frutti. Oh, feels so good. Yeah, that was the horse. Yeah, giddy up, cowboy. Let's ride him. The horse. Yeah, Clifford James Noble. Born August 4th, 1941. He departed us October 12th, 2008. He was an American soul singer who was best known for his instrumental hit, The Horse. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobles, he grew up in Mobile, Alabama, and began singing in high school as a member of a local group. The group was called the Delroys. He moved to Philadelphia and recorded three singles for Atlantic Records, none of which charted. While living in communes in Norristown, Pennsylvania, he formed the group Cliff Nobles and Company with Bassett, Benny Williams, guitarist Bobby Tucker, and drummer Robert Marshall. They recorded demos, and with the help of songwriter, record producer Jesse James, lands a recording contract with Phil LA of Soul Records. Their second release for the record label was the hit Love Is All Right. The Horse, which featured the horn section from what would later be known as MFSB. The horse was a simple and instrumental version of the A side, and Nobles, who was the lead singer, does not actually play on the track at all. Nevertheless, it caught fire at radio stations and became a hit, peaking at number 2 for 3 weeks on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 charts back in 1968, as well as number 2 on the R&B singles chart. It was held out of the number 1 spot by Herb Albert's This Guy Is In Love With You. They say The Horse sold 1 million copies within 3 months of release, with the Gold Disc Award from the RIAA, made in August 1968. Noble's record label continued releasing instrumental singles on which Noble himself did not play a note. Though a later single on which Noble sang narrowly missed the R&B Top 40, an album credited to Cliff Nobles and Company entitled The Horse was released, consisting mostly in instrumentals, and hit number 159 on Billboard Hot 200 album chart. After his music career was over, Nobles worked in construction and later in the electricity generation industry. After moving to Norristown, Cliff Noble had a daughter, Yvette Blakesley Bradley, in July 1977. Nobles died in Norristown, Pennsylvania, in October 2008 at the tender age of 67. There you have it. Let's get down with the horse, baby. Cliff Noble. Yeah, give me a little bit of that soul finger. Who is that? Who is that? You know who that is. That's the Bar Kays. Yeah. An American funk band formed back in 1964. The band had dozens of charting singles from the 1960s to the 1980s, including Soul Finger, U.S. Billboard Hot 100 number 17, R&B number 3 back in 1967, Son of Chef, R&B number 10 in 1972, and Boogie Bodyland, R&B number 7 back in 1980. That's it. You heard it right there. Soul Finger by the Bar Kays. FatLastStation.com, your man Lester Kenya right here. That has got to be soothing to the soul. God bless the child that has his own. Yeah. Done by the one and only Walter Theodore Sonny Rollins. That's right. Sonny Rollins and the Sonny Rollins Quartet with God Bless the Child. Born September 7th, 1930. He is an American jazz tenor saxophonist who is widely recognized as one of the most important and influential jazz musicians. In a seven-decade career, he has recorded over 60 albums as a leader. A number of his compositions include St. Thomas, Ole, or Olio, Doxy, Pinup House, and Eregion. Has become jazz standards. Rollins has been called the greatest living improviser and the saxophone colossus. Man, did I say that right? Because that's a big honor. That's a huge honor. What can you say? Rollins, he was born in New York City. Yeah, the youngest of three siblings, he grew up in Central Harlem and on Sugar Hill, receiving his first alto saxophone at the age of 7 or 8. He attended Edward W. Sitt Jr. High School and graduated from Benjamin Franklin High School in East Harlem. Rollins started as a pianist, changed to alto saxophone, and finally switched to tenor in 1946. During his high school years, he played in a band with other future jazz legends, Jackie Moline, Kenny Drew, and Art Taylor. There you have it. Sonny Rollins. God bless the child that has his own.
Clap your hands. Uh-huh. Hey, yeah.
This joy that I had, world didn't give it to me. Oh, this peace that I have, no more chains, I'm free. Oh, this dance that I have was customized just for me. Sing with me, sing with me, sing with me.
That's it, baby. He's all right. Clap your hands and stomp your feet right here on FetLifeStation.com. Your man, Lester Kenyon. That was the one and only Regina Elaine Bell. That's right. We give you a little bit of everything, even if we got to go back to the gospel. That's right. Born July 17, 1963. She is an American singer-songwriter who started her career in the mid-1980s. Known for her single, Baby Come to Me, and Make It Like It Was, Bell most notable for two hit duets, both with Peabo Bryson, Without You, The Love Thing from the comedy film Leonard Part 6, recorded in 1987, and A Whole New World, the main theme of the Disney's animated feature film Aladdin, recorded in 1992, with which Bell and Bryson won the Grammy Award, the theme song for Far Longer Than Forever, from the animated movie The Swan Princess, performed with Jeffrey Osborne, was nominated for a Golden Globe back in 1995 for Best Original Song. There you have it. He's all right, because without him, there'll be none of us. Regina Bell. He's all right. Your man, Lester Kenyon, right here. We got about 7-8 more minutes to go. You know, I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember to tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. And don't forget, you know, each and every Thursday from 3:30 to 4:30, we have our school children who do a broadcast with us. Yeah. IS-109, the melting pot with the Chit Chat Chefs. Okay. Tune into that. 3:30 to 4:30 each and every Thursday. If you got children, let them tune into it. Let them get involved. Radio's for everyone. Put down the iPads. Put down all that other nonsense. Listen to students. Hear what they got to say. There's too much negativity with the Board of Ed. Tune into these students. Support them. Get on the chat line. Give them that boost of encouragement. And if you own a business, hey, take out a commercial with them. Help them out. There you go. And on Fridays, we have Philly Fridays. You know, we have about 7-8 shows. We got Life Without Parole, The Presidential Hour, Ears to the Street, Jail Talk, DBI, which is Death by Incarceration, Family Reunion, and The Office Hours. Yeah, tune into that each and every Friday right here on FetLifeStation.com. And if you own a business, hook up with some of those shows. Get your advertisement on there. Let's get it popping, people. You talk about supporting black radio. You talk about supporting minority-owned businesses. You got a business. We don't charge a lot. We work within your budget, all right? No excuses. Call us up. Let us know. 516-279-7486. Let them know you want to get something on the air. You already got a commercial. You got something to say. You want to come on and talk about your own business. You want to do an interview. Hit us up. FetLifeStation.com. You know, leave us an email. It's not that hard. We appreciate you.
Too.
some warmth of heaven. Tell me you'll be my love. Oh, here's what we'll do. We'll skyride our love through the heavens. The echoes of
It's been a blast, baby.
You be my love.
Your man, Lester Kenyon, signing off. We appreciate you. Thank you.